This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. A couple of weeks ago, I asked if you had any creative New Year's resolutions, projects that you've been wanting to bite off but just needed the extra nudge. We've heard from more than 100 of you, such as Dahlia, who resolved to learn how to play the ukulele, and Nick, who wants to finish writing his novel about Amelia Earhart. Well, it is now 2013, and time for you to make good on those promises. My first call is to Michael Relland in Phoenix.
Hello?
Hi, is that Michael?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's Kurt Anderson in Studio 360. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Kurt.
Thanks for writing into our website, telling us about your creative New Year's resolution. But before we talk about that, what do you do the rest of your time when you're not putting off creative projects?
I'm working with little kids on creative projects. I teach elementary and middle school instruments, orchestra, band.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, that was the last time I played an instrument was in middle school, so I guess...
Nice. So many people give it up, but we're trying to work with them on being little me expressors. That's what started me on this venture to write in, because I realized I spend my days teaching other kids to do this, and I realized I'm not taking the time for myself to do it.
Right. You've got to walk the walk as well as talk the talk, I guess.
Right.
So explain the challenge you've set for yourself for 2013.
Ooh, yeah. Play a recital, a big recital, me and the cello on the stage in front of friends and family in the community.
And have you figured out what you'll play?
Well, I mean, probably something from Bach Unaccompanied Cello Suites. That's a big one. That's the top of the mountain for most cellists.
Yes, I've heard Yo-Yo Ma do that. Now,
yes.
Is that it? That, if you're a cellist, is the thing you most aspire to try to get right?
It seems so. He wrote them as instructional pieces. So again, we have this echo of myself teaching other kids to play. And they are a good mix of here's a level of intensity where you have to be very self-absorbed for many months to get it right. But it also really presents your own reflections, putting that on the table. So it's not just playing something difficult for difficult's sake. You know, you really can put yourself in those pieces. And I think that's what attracts so many artists to reinvent those.
But it's not going to be an all Bach.
No, I think, you know, a little Bach. There's some Russian sonatas I'm looking at that are very hard on the sleeve, beautiful melodies, and again, you know, intensity that you'd have to really work at to get right.
And will you invite your students?
I think that'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of having some of them play, and I thought, no, that's going to turn into a middle school band concert.
Exactly. I think you have to be the adult up there actually playing, and it's about you, not about, oh, it's okay because I'm with these kids.
Yeah, sure. But having those kids in the audience would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. And sort of raise the bar in a certain sense. Not that they're necessarily the most rigorous critics, but, you know, here you are putting yourself out there like you're asking them to do every day.
Yes. True.
Oh my gosh. Don't get nervous. So as you prepare to do this, what do you feel like the biggest challenge or the most daunting aspect of this thing is for you?
I think asking others to come hear it. I mean, because most of the work I do is going to be just being the cello in a room. And it's easy to play in a room and be modest and think happy things about the noises I make. But to involve everyone else, to explicitly say you're an artist in some way is more of a challenge.
Is your notion that this is a thing you sort of, you know, life got in the way and you put off performing for a lot of years, is this will be it, or this is part of a process of being more of a public performer?
I think it is a process. It's felt like that this whole time. It almost seems like a classic case of putting off a dream, and the moment is a good marker for me to build confidence, because that's what this is about. It's like note by note, mark the identity as a cellist, you know.
Well, and now you're going to have a million people around America hoping and expecting you to do it. So there you go.
Right. Stand on their shoulders.
Now, I understand you also just got married, so congratulations on that. I guess 2013 is going to be a big year of change all around.
I know.
A wife and your first solo performance.
Yes, and she's very much supportive of this endeavor. She loves to listen to me play. Even if it's, 6 o'clock in the morning, I can play.
You're a lucky man. Michael, thank you very much, and we'll be good luck with bringing this off, and we'll be checking back in.
Great, Kurt, thanks.
We'll check back with Michael in a couple of months to see how his planned cello recital is coming along. And over the next couple of weeks, I'll talk to some more of you to find out about your 2013 creative resolutions. In the meantime, you can see what other people are hoping to get done this year and add yours at studio360.org.
All is quiet and New Year's Day. A world in white gets underway.